Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. It's MJ Wemoto back again with another album review.
The latest African album review is...
So here's the deal. One of my favorite producers came out with a new album a few weeks ago, and I've had plenty, and I mean plenty of time to process it. His name is DJ K-Bars, and he's easily one of the most decorated producers in Namibia and Africa. He's worked with a lot of artists, and some of which you might know include Sally Boss Madame, who's one of the biggest artists in Namibia. And one of the recent contributions that caught the attention of many was on Suzy Ace's critically acclaimed self-titled album. This new album is simply titled 3838. I don't know what significance that number has, but okay. Anywho, upon checking the track list on this album, there was only one song which was familiar to me, which is Motema featuring KP Illest and Fiston. This one was released sometime down the middle of the stretch in 2018, maybe around, I don't know, June, July, I guess. But yeah, I just love that. I love the fact that there was only one track that I recognized, which bodes well, because I mean, sometimes if an album comes out and you already know three quarters of the playlist, it doesn't really give you much to look forward to, does it? But not this time.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
So the album 38 opens up with a song titled Maokuongo. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it features talented vocalist Echo. I literally felt goosebumps while listening to this song. The class in Echo's voice is hard to miss. It's really hard to miss. When that level of brilliance fuses with DJ K-Boss's production prowess, you get a sensual, easy on the ear song, which is sonically superior in just about every aspect I can think of. I do have to mention though that the music video for Maokuongo is available on YouTube, so you can check that one out. It's absolutely beautiful. So song and video, amazing, blew me away. And moving on with the songs, Ndiwe is one song that I played on the Motomoto podcast upon listening to this album, where DJ K-Bars teams up with Zimbabwean artist Slick Artie, who's based in Namibia, to give us this mid-tempo love song, which is about loving that one and only woman and just being true to her. I like the song particularly because of the positive message. Outside the fact that I do understand Shauna, so that kind of worked well. But the song struck a chord with me, especially in the social media age where men and women are always at loggerheads over relationships, especially online. It's like, whoa, relax, yo. It just seems like we're always having a go at each other. So just having a tune like this, which is really positive, especially coming from the male perspective, just saying, I've got this woman who's amazing and, you know, I just love her and my life, what I do, it's all about her. That's something that I loved about the song. And as the album went on, I kind of felt like there was something different about each song. It wasn't really like trying to stick to one genre per se, but you get something unique, such as the song Back It Up, which utilizes the talents of Kamati and Paradox in such an intriguing manner. Imagine mixing dancehall and Afro beats, but then putting this really Afrocentric guitar as a part of the lead instrument, and it's so unlike dancehall as most of us know it. And I'm someone who's followed dancehall for a very long time, so just getting that nice mix was welcome. On a tune such as the one titled The Music, DJ K-Boss gave us a taste of that vibey music with, you know, a cameo as well as impressive contributions from Black Box Entertainment. You know, most musicians and creatives can agree that when you have a creative passion, it calls you consistently. Like, you just want to do that. That's what you want to do. It's very hard to stay away from it. I suspect this is DJ K-Boss's way of telling us that he's always done this for the love before anything else. And that's the, I guess, the crux of this song called The Music. Although, I mean, I could argue that it's not really hard to tell. How many hits has DJ K-Boss given Namibia and Africa over the last decade or so? You couldn't even count them if you wanted. So to me, that means even when the money hadn't started rolling in, he was already on that vibe. He's just somebody who loves creating music and appreciates the space where it comes from and the people, the audience that listens to it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Pretty much from the first track, the music sounded full with fantastic stereo utilization. The instrumentation was superbly balanced, and I loved the use of the guitar throughout the album. The one thing I respect about DJ K-Boss is just his subtlety. He's not really a producer that tries to tag every song or, you know, make sure that you know it's him. He can make a quieter beat, a house beat, Afro beats, you name it. But his signature is hard to pinpoint until somebody actually says, hey, that's a DJ K-Boss production. And you're like, whoa, okay, you know, kind of thing. So in that, his sound does not get monotonous at all.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
To conclude, this is one of those rare albums you can listen to from start to finish without skipping a track. It obviously helps to enlist a star-studded lineup, one that includes Sally Boss Madame, Script, KP Illest, Kamati and Paradox, Slick Arty, Edjo, among the others I've already mentioned in this review. When I was still a genre purist, I think I would find it hard to digest somewhat like different genres on one album, unless it was a various artists kind of situation, of which this sort of is, obviously with DJ K-Boss as the producer tying the album together. Essentially, I would say 38 is an album about showcasing DJ K-Boss's strengths as a producer, stuff that maybe someone like me and his fans already know, especially around Namibia, but something to showcase outside Namibia as well. There's three core strengths that I think I can attribute to DJ K-Boss as a producer. First of all, versatility. The music is different enough to feel new each time. You don't go from one track to another and think, this kind of sounds the same. No, they sound different. Number two, catchy beats. For the bulk of the album, I was just moving along to the vibe. Simple, straightforward, finished, and glad. Three, quality music. There is a standard that DJ K-Boss has set, and that pretty much puts him in Namibia's top three producers, without a doubt, no question. And that standard is hard to maintain or to attain. Yeah, it's those three. More than that, 38 outs DJ K-Boz's ability to work with different artists, especially with wildly different musical styles, but still managing to bring out the best in them. This is where I think DJ K-Boz really shines on 38. You come across one artist producers all the time, yet DJ K-Boz shows his diversity as a producer with ease. He can work with anyone, he can bring out the best in anyone, so yeah. What's the verdict? Facts on facts. This album is the definition of good music. Simple, straightforward, good music. This project is amazing as a self-promotion tool that really keeps it simple. Let the music speak for itself. I foresee this album opening many more doors for DJ K-Boz outside Namibia, and it's time to really give him the respect he deserves. He's just amazing. Before I go, I do have a request for DJ K-Boz. Please, pretty please, get your music on streaming platforms such as Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, and so forth to cater to your larger audience. Yeah, it would be great if you put your music there. Other than that, when I do resuscitate my music career, DJ K-Boz is definitely one of the people I'm going to. If you're a musician, he is one of the African producers you need on your list of go-tos. If you want to buy the album 38 by DJ K-Boz, go to donluafrica.com, which is donluafrica.com, and also follow him on Twitter. His handle is at DJ K-Boz, DJ K-B-O-Z.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.